Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. We've got a lot of information for you and a lot of really critical information. I truly believe that you as the voter need to have the full story, because you're probably seeing a lot of commercials for Al French and Mary Cooney on the television. You've probably seen or hearing some of their ads and so forth. And that has been brought to you by a very special guest, or I should say a very special party, that is trying to ensure the election goes the direction it needs to go. And they have targeted the one person that will have a direct impact upon their success in destroying our economy and our life here, or it will be a huge paradigm shift that we've been dealing with. And you've been listening to a lot of this on this show. So you want to stay tuned. And if not, you will want to listen to this entire show and whenever you can via the rebroadcast or via the podcast. But please make sure you get this information, because they, bottom line, I'll get into all the details, but Avista is doing everything they can to ensure that Rob Chase is no longer serving the county of Spokane. And so that's right, they've got their sights fixed on Rob, and they are supporting his opponent Mary Cooney as well as Al French, and you need to know the rest of the story. So with that, this show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, as well as 1798Part2.org, as well as RepublicReview.org. This is the only show on air that will provide you with the actual solution to getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. So as I was just saying, if you cannot listen to this entire show, you will really want to hear this show as it's rebroadcasted here on KSBN tomorrow between 5 and 6 p.m. or Saturday between 11 and 12 a.m. to p.m. and Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m. Those are the rebroadcasting hours, and you can get the podcasts at reclaimingtherepublic.org, as you know. And as I kind of already let off, you will get a lot of focus today on the Spokane County election. So I'm hoping you're ready, because maybe you should be getting a pin out, or in the rebroadcast, you may want to have a pin out so that you can actually start writing down. If you don't know who to vote for, then I will tell you who you really need to be supporting and voting for and why I may be suggesting that. But bottom line is, if you can't tell already, there are plenty of communists on the ballot. And when I say communist, I'm really not mincing words. I'm not trying to use hyperbole at all. If you go online, take a minute and look at the Democratic National Party platform. The Democratic Party platform is the Communist Manifesto planks, Marx's planks on communism, literally on steroids. They're doing far beyond and going well beyond even Marx would even have envisioned. And so, and as a matter of fact, if you've never read the Communist Manifesto, just pick it up. Read the last chapter where Marx talks about the importance of destroying the family and literally ensuring that the children are no longer indoctrinated in religious dogma and those other, you know, the family baggage of understanding what the importance of love and those types of things. There's a huge eye-opener in the Communist Manifesto of what they were trying to do. And I'm just telling you right now, they are, the Democrats being they, are literally supporting this. Now, Rob Chase has the Republican Coffee Club. I do not know what is going on, but that's because he's in a fight for trying to serve you. And so the information that is coming out is probably getting a little bit trimmed, because I know he's out knocking on doors and he's doing everything he can to make sure he wins this election. And I'm hoping that you're doing everything you can to support Rob. You should be getting the ballots today or sometime this week or weekend. Make sure the first thing you do is fill it out and make sure you vote for Rob Chase. And we'll get into those details in just a few minutes. But I also want to let you know that his meeting on Friday is still going this Friday. So if you can, go down there, throw him a few bones. He needs money to help counter. I'm just absolutely flabbergasted at the $100,000 that is being thrown out for both Mary Cooney and about $100,000 for Al French. This is all in the PDC, but like I said, I'll get to it a little bit later. The admission to go and see Rob and to be a part of his Republican Coffee Club meeting is $5, and it is probably the best $5 you'll ever spend on a weekly basis, because it is absolutely informative. I would love to get the Northwest Grassroots folks to do the same thing, but then they have, you know, that would be money going towards the establishment and not necessarily Northwest Grassroots, and they have a really good thing. And they are actually doing it for free. And last night it was at Player and Spectators, and I hope you made it. It was Trump at War. And if you haven't seen that movie, you need to see that movie. And that's what they played last night. So if you have not already subscribed to their YouTube channel, go to YouTube, look up Northwest Grassroots, and subscribe. So if you miss the events, then you can actually be a part of, you know, what's going on locally, especially as soon as it hits YouTube, because you'll be notified as a subscriber. Well, I could use your help, and I would love to have endorsements and support and even sponsorships for this show, but I don't have a lot of time to grovel. But if you want to reach out to me, as you know, next month is probably going to be my last month in broadcasting. I don't, at least locally. I'll still have my national show, but if you want to reach out, it's info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and I will get back to you as quick as possible. Most importantly, when we come back from the break, we will have Aline Lindstrom, and she will be able to give us the importance of why we need to vote, and I think the empirical data is out there. So again, we'll be right back with Aline Lindstrom right after this break. Thank you so much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so I am back, and as promised, I actually have Aline Lindstrom here, and we are going to talk about the last primary, as well as heading into this general election. Where are we going? And so how did we do at the primary as far as the final numbers?
We did much better than we have been doing in the last couple of years. We were considerably over 50%, 52, I believe.
Wow.
And that's quite surprising when it had been as low as, 30 and under.
Okay. So, listeners, I want you to take your hat off and take a bow because, bottom line, we did better than we've done before, but that's not good enough. As I've said before, and I think we talked about this before, we really need to get to 80% in these elections to take away the ability of manipulation by algorithms and other mechanisms that are available to our process. Is that not correct?
I believe that is true.
Okay.
When a lot of people vote, the processing, which is over-processing, if you've watched it, as I have for 9 years,
right,
it just creates the ability to not see certain things that can be maybe adjusted or accounted for. You have more work to do that would end up being more accurate without having playroom,
right.
I guess.
Now, I understand that a lot of you listening probably really endured a lot of writer cramps and filling in those little bubbles. But I'm going to ask you to sacrifice even more. And those of you who may not have had and suffered from those writing cramps, it is critical in the election that's coming up. And the ballots are dropping. You should be getting them either this week or next. I want you to make sure that as soon as you get that ballot, you fill it out. You should already know who you're voting for by now. You should already have the information. We've been running PSAs. We've been trying to keep you apprised of everything. So this can't be a surprise that you're getting your voter's ballot and all of this information being dumped upon you. This can't be a surprise. So what do we need to do to actually help get these people incentivized? Can we promise them a hug?
I'd be happy to hug everyone that I know votes. Absolutely. I'd even buy candy.
Well, I think actually Hershey's does make hugs and kisses.
They do.
And so
I would do that because I can't stress enough. And you think people might get tired of hearing you stress it, but there is not enough stress that can be placed upon the importance, particularly of certain elections. And this is one of them.
Oh, absolutely. And going forward, our liberty is on the line in every single one of these elections. The leftists and the communists are trying to take away one form of liberty or another, and it is always on the line.
It is always on the line, and sometimes it's just more visible than others. This is highly visible with two drastically different candidates for the 5th District right now. You've got one totally supporting Sandinistas and people that have condemned the U.S.
Right, right.
And we do know Kathy loves our country.
Right.
That's very important.
And if Lisa Brown raises her arm to the square, if this absolutely happens, that we put a congressperson and raises their arm to the square to swear to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States, and she says she will do this, this is a blatant, palpable lie, because there is no way she will do anything to support the Constitution when everything that she's been doing and saying has been to subvert and undermine the Constitution. That is what's on the line, folks.
Perhaps it's just a matter of how people define terms. We need to make sure that she is pledging allegiance to the United States Constitution, because she might be thinking of another one when she says it.
No, the oath is very specific.
It is.
It is very specific. But they have no conscience.
No.
They use the Islamic art of taqiya, where it is okay to lie and deceive as long as it furthers your cause. And so
this isn't the only election, and it is not just this one seat locally. We are always being faced with secular progressive communists in the local levels. But if you look across the United States, there are nothing but communists that are literally card-carrying communists that are actually running, and they're not denying it.
Not even running. They're in Congress.
Well, they're absolutely. Yeah. Trevor Lawton has already exposed lots of communists, yeah. and he's actually identified communists with the Republican label as well.
Sure.
And so if you're not familiar with Trevor Lawton, look at his work. This guy has done impeccable studies and connecting the dots. So in looking at the numbers, I'm asking that the listeners do everything they can. What can they do? You know, in a work environment where they can't even talk about politics, it should be okay to say, hey, make sure you vote.
I would absolutely agree with that. There's a lot of freedoms that we do have that legally we have. People are convinced otherwise by this great evil called political correctness. It is the pressure to be quiet. And nobody should ever tell someone how to vote. That goes against the very principle of freedom. But the fact is, if you can't say to somebody on your way out of the door, on a lunch break, did you vote? You need to vote. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I encourage it because people are too afraid to say something. Stand up and be courageous.
Right.
If not you, who? If not now, when?
Right. I honestly would like to see some either lingos or, you know, little jingles, where people can, you know, proudly say that they voted. And I'd even like to see jingles where people can kind of sing and hum and shame people for not voting. Little whistly tunes, you know, like I can't even think of anything at this point in time.
We'll work on that, won't we?
Right.
Like, I like it.
You know, like a Doris Day song or something like that to, you know, makes you feel good that you voted. And then maybe some, you know, the Grinch that Stole Christmas type of song that, you know, are you one that didn't vote? Because we should be able to look at the numbers and say, if we're not even at 80%, then somebody should be singing that song in the workplace and everything else to, you know, making people feel guilty for not voting. We have a self-governance system, and the only way we have a self-governance system that is absolutely working for us is when you actually apply it by voting. That is your basic responsibility.
Anybody that says voting doesn't matter, it doesn't count anymore, one vote can't count, we've heard all those excuses. They don't work anymore, guys.
No.
Get off your butt and vote.
No, they don't. And as a matter of fact, the reason we have all of these problems, the reason that we've been witnessing this assassination over this Supreme Court appointment is because we've allowed and we've actually marginalized the importance of voting, and we've marginalized our liberty. It is our voting process. It is the elections and our representatives who are our safeguard to liberty. It is paramount. Any parting words? We got about a minute left.
My suggestion would be is wherever you are at work, at church, in your neighborhood, with relatives, if you have that opportunity where it's not in their face, kindly, gently, give them a flyer of somebody you support. Do you know where to get flyers? You know where to get flyers. Let me know, because they're down at the offices of all the Republicans. Or you can go to We Believe We Vote and pass them out.
There you go. Well, folks, thank you for coming in, Aline. And, folks, I will be right back after this. Please stay tuned. We've got a lot more tuned for you. Thank you much. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail. And if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And that was my Red State back from break, if you've been listening to my Red State Talk radio show. I actually want to just not deliberately throw a plug. But if you want, you can contact me regarding sponsorships for that show as well. And actually, I've been beating out the Glenn Beck rebroadcasts and so forth. I mean, in less than a year, my numbers and rankings have really climbed up. Now, I'm not in the top 10, but it's not uncommon that I do get into the top 20 on a regular basis. And so that's actually very good. For less than a year in broadcasting with Red State Talk Radio at a national level. I need to let you know, because I've been talking about this and literally at this juncture, I finally have a GoFundMe, and we actually have a tangible cost for me to get out to Wyoming, because I've actually been invited to go and speak to the Wyoming GOP to talk to them about what it takes to have a successful paradigm shift in taking back the party at the state and local levels. And they're actually, these guys are patriots. They absolutely get it. They understand that we need to start putting the Constitution and the country above party. They're not about the establishment that we're dealing with here. I just can't believe that in this state, we have the problems that we do on the Republican side. So we need to start purging. But the only way we can really start purging the ranks is getting you more involved and getting you out to vote. That way we can get better Republicans. Because a good contrast for you is this Rob Chase case. And as a matter of fact, like I said, I want to get into that. But let me kind of close on a couple of things that we have been talking about with Aline and so forth. If you know someone who didn't vote last August, then ask them if you can fill out their ballots for them. If they don't have the strength, they can't do it, then you go do it for them. We need to do better. We did good, but we need to do better. I was really surprised by the numbers that we did, and that may be because we're harping you. And we apologize if we're offending you, but the whole point is this is a self-governance system, and we have to motivate you, because unfortunately there is no other form of incentive, because there's two types of incentives, right? There's the carrot and the stick, and we don't have the ability to beat you or fine you or anything like that. Nor do we have the ability to bribe you. So we have to try to, oral you know, orally stimulate you, and or, and I hate to make it in that context, so don't get your mind down in the gutter, but the whole point is for us to, the only thing we can do is speak to motivate. And so the whole point is to get 100%, we need at least 80 or better to really get the true representation out of this county so that the county actually gets the government that they deserve. No longer accept this concept of, oh, well, you know, there's enough people. No, there's not enough people. We are too closely matched in numbers. We absolutely have to have a better turnout than the left, because the left, they don't have anything else. This is their job, is to revolt and take over this country and literally throw it into the gutter. Your economic liberty is on the line in this particular election, and I cannot emphasize this enough. And the evidence that I have is the Rob Chase, Mary Cooney contributions, as well as Al French. If you go to the PDC, and actually this is out on social media, if you're out on Facebook, go to the Northwest for President Trump, or even in the Spokane Liberty Caucus. And if you don't have it, I will be happy to email you a copy of the C6 form. This clearly shows that Avista spent almost $200,000 on TV ads, and the production was done, and the TV ads were shot over in Coeur d'Alene. They're using, because it's cheaper over there, they're over there using cheaper resources so that they can maximize what they're trying to do. But these ads cost them about $100,000, and both of these ads are supporting Al French and Mary Cooney for your legislative representation in the county. These are your county commissioners. The only way you can actually save us is voting for Rob Chase, not Mary Cooney. It's really that simple. You know, when Avista is trying to buy your government so that they can sell you out, move up to Hydro One so that they can get their millions of dollars in incentives for leaving the company, that's why they're doing this. And then you will be paying a much higher rate for your heating this coming winter and for the future of, for your air conditioning and everything else. Your gas and electricity will skyrocket because of what they're trying to do in buying this election. Don't let them do this. The only way you can keep them from doing this is by you actually voting for Rob Chase. They are trying to buy way too much of our government, and they're getting away with it, and we have to stop it, and let's make this election the election that we actually stop it. So with that, and I know I've been saying this, and I use the word communist, it seems like with a cavalier attitude possibly, but the fact of the matter is, Sandinista Lisa, or Lisa Brown, she is clearly a communist. Go look at what she supports. She supports government involvement in everything except your ability to take drugs. Why is that? Because as long as you're stoned, as long as you're, you know, high on life or whatever it is you're high on, then you won't care if the government takes over more and more and just starts taking care of you and creating the nanny state. I'm telling you, the communists have no intention in protecting your liberties. And if you read the Communist Manifesto and the DNC platform, as I've been asserting, you cannot defend the Democratic platform or Democrats. They are fully aligned with the communist planks and agenda. Do you want to see America turn into Venezuela or Cuba? Do you want to see Spokane turn into blight like Detroit and the rest of these cities that have been under Democratic control? The communists want to take you there, and it's really that simple. So I know I've got just a little bit of show left, and kind of changed the format on you if you haven't noticed, but that's okay. If you didn't notice, then we're just going to kind of plug forward. But if you haven't been listening to my Red State Talk Radio, I've actually gone through, I not only read the Constitution, I've read even more highlights of the ratification debates. I've been talking to the Constitution Club and so forth. And like I said, I've got this appointment I'm going to be going over. I'm trying to get a videographer to be able to go with me. So if you want to support getting this kind of game-changing information out, then I just ask that you please contribute to the GoFundMe campaign. And it is Reclaiming the Republic on the GoFundMe website. If you go to GoFundMe, just put in, search for Reclaiming the Republic, and boom, you'll actually see the video there. And if you've not watched that video yet, go watch that video. That way you can actually understand what it is I am supporting and what we are working on and doing, all of those who are supporting me, like the We the People Foundation, the Constitution Club, and so forth. If you are tired, by the way, of Facebook and the being thrown into Facebook jail for your post, or if you're tired of not being able to have any confidence that what you're saying is being, you know, kept alive and or being suppressed by Facebook filters and so forth, the Constitution Club .ning.com is a great forum for people to be able to communicate offline. Let's say something comes up on Facebook and you go, hey, let's talk about this on the Constitution Club. Go over there, you can actually drill into your county and into your community, and you can actually start having those types of conversations that, one, aren't being monitored, aren't being filtered, and so forth. And so I think it's highly, highly important and relevant for us at this point in time, because they're taking away our ability to communicate. Facebook just purged thousands of conservative web domains and pages and so forth and accounts because they were too supportive of the Republican agenda. What they're doing is they're literally suppressing speech. Now, they're a private company and they can get away with it. And I'm just asking you not to let them get away with suppressing your speech. Take it to the Constitution Club and you can have that dialogue there. And you can actually, you know, comment on everybody else's dialogue. Go check it out. Join. It is free for right now. I'm trying to talk the founder of that, Keith Broders, into actually charging for membership so that we can actually start having even tighter controls and accesses and so forth, so that just not anybody can just go in there and spy on what you're saying and what you're doing. So check it out. ConstitutionClub.ning.com. Now, we have a lot of different races that are going on. The Legislative District 3, as you know, Tom Taylor's the guy to vote for, as well as Dave Lucas. Those are the two you want to vote for. Legislative District 4, you have Matt Shea and Bob McCaslin. Those are the two patriots you want to vote for. I'm only giving you the patriots, those who are willing to fight for your liberties, because the other candidates are not. They would rather see you subjugated, and they would be willing to literally surrender their votes for the party line, because it's party over country. It is the party agenda over the Constitution, and that's why we're in this mess. And so in Legislative District 6, you have Mike Vols. Vote for him. He's the senator for that position. Or actually, no, that would be Jeff Hawley that's the senator. And then you want to vote for Mike Vols, and you want to vote for Jenny Graham. So Legislative District 6, Jeff Hawley, Mike Vols, and Jenny Graham are the three that you want to vote for in protecting your liberties. In Legislative District 7, it is Shelley Short, Jacqueline May Cumber, and Joel Kretz are the three that will protect your liberties in that legislative district as well. Legislative District 9, you want to elect and vote for Mary Dye and Joe Schmick. And so those are the candidates in the state legislative district. And oh, by the way, I know there is a debate coming up between Lisa Brown and Susan Hutchins. I think it's going to be at a local college. It'll be here in Spokane. Go. We need to get a lot of good Constitution-loving citizens out there, because we need to get Marie Cantwell retired. She doesn't deserve the retirement, but we need to get her out of our lives, because she has been promoting the communist agenda, and she has been promoting the taking and usurping of your liberties, as well as stepping on the Constitution. I can't be clearer on that. The same thing with Lisa Brown. Lisa Brown would love to shred the Constitution. She would love to actually subjugate you and be a huge part of that victory. Do not let that happen. We need to make sure that we have a very clear future here, and voting for Kathy McMorris Rodgers and Susan Hutchinson are the only paths that we have in protecting our future moving forward. It is that simple. Now, I've got a little over a minute left, so let me just focus for the next minute, 2 minutes, and when we come back, on the importance in this countywide commissioner district race too. And that is the Mary Cooney and Rob Chase case. As I told you, there is a PDC disclosure that proves that Avista, those folks that are trying to sell themselves out and sell you out and your energy costs out, are supporting Mary Cooney and Al French. I am so distraught with the fact that Al French has, you know, has been sucked into this, that I would probably rather see the Democrat win that one position just to get rid of Al. I'm that frustrated with the fact that he's actually doing this, because bottom line, what kind of leader is willing to actually sell out their constituents and those people who they've promised by raising their arm to the square that they'll support the Constitution? And you understand the fact that your public utilities, you are strapped to government on that, and they are not protecting you, and they're actually moving you into a profit-based model where we can subsidize socialism up in Canada. This is a direct subsidy of socialism and the failure of socialism up in Canada. I cannot believe that both of these are willing to, if you want to say, go to bed with Avista. This, to me, if they win this election and they get away with doing this, this is blood on their hands, period. Because I shudder to think of anybody that you may know that all of a sudden has to make a decision of whether they are going to be able to maintain their, you know, heating, or whether they have to eat or what have you. And the same thing in the wintertime or summertime with cooling and so forth. I am at a hard break. I will be right back after we're from our sponsors. Thank you so much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, so I am back, and if you couldn't tell, I'm talking about this coming election and the importance of this coming election. And so I hope you realize that there's a big corporation called Avista that you have no choice on where you get your energy from. You are conscribed or conscripted to be a subscriber to Avista. They are a monopoly. They are a public utility. They are supposed to be nonprofit. The whole intent in providing public utility was utility services is literally to get you the services you need to be productive without making it a profit model base. That was the original intent. Go back and look at FDR when he was violating the Constitution and going down this path because they realized that this was going to be a monopoly. And the intent was this righteous, noble concept that everybody was going to have free electricity or basically, you know, cheap because it wasn't going to be profit-based. That's just been thrown out the window with this whole Avista deal. You've been hearing us talking about this for months now. I can't tell you enough how important voting for Rob Chase is. If you have parents that are on a fixed income and they live in this area, they're subscribers to Avista, you're throwing them under the bus if you don't vote for Rob Chase. I've been talking about businesses and how they have to start countering this corporate and this evil, insidious investment in communism and pushing us down this road. I am telling you, if you're a small business, I don't expect you to write a counter check for $100,000 to get TV ads running for Rob Chase, but maybe you better get your butt out there and shake hands and hold his signs and wave in front of your establishment that you support Rob Chase. Or your business is now going to be economically impacted because guess what? Your rates are going to go up too. If you don't understand the skin in the game, small business people, then you're really missing the story because when big businesses, or I should say globalists like Soros and everybody else wants to buy communism for your government, if you don't stand up as a businessman, as a leader in your community, and literally get out there and say, we support liberty. We support these candidates who support liberty, like Rob Chase. Then what you're doing is you're basically condoning their actions. You have to get up. You have to act to condemn what is going on. If not, you're simply condoning by literally omission. It's called the sin of omission, not the sin of commission. But if you really want to be a leader, you want to prove to your community that you're going to get out there, then get out in front of your business every day with signs for Rob Chase and get Rob Chase elected. If you have to take time on the weekends, go shake people's hands, go walk through your community and say, hey, we support Rob Chase. We do not want to see our business adversely affected. We may go out of business because of the energy costs that it may cost us. It is that important. I'm so focused on this one particular candidacy and race because it is that important. I've had Rob Chase on this on the show. Go back and listen to the interview. He is such a nice guy. He doesn't throw punches, and he refuses to go down that path of being the if you want to call it unfair or what have you, he wants to talk about the issues. He doesn't even like talking about his opponents. He's that good of a guy. And they say nice guys finish last. Well, maybe I'm not a nice guy because I'm trying to get him into finishing last so that he can win this because Spokane County needs him. Again, like I said, I if you want to use the term holding my nose, but I don't think I would be upset if Al French did not get reelected. I would not be upset at all. I do support Tom Conis in the countywide assessor's position. As far as the auditor, I hope you're writing in Ed Pace. That simple. Ed Pace. E-D-P-A-C-E. That simple. Six letters with a space. Ed Pace for countywide auditor. For the county clerk, I am supporting Tim Fitzgerald, of course, and that's who we all need to vote for. Larry Haskell, he's unopposed. If you want to write in G.R. Mobley, that's fine. I don't live in the county, though, so it won't count. The countywide race for the sheriff, and if you hadn't heard, and I've probably talked about the fact that Scott McClay passed, who became officially dumpozzy.com. I didn't like the way Scott McClay was running his campaign, and I don't like anybody that is out there trying to, you know, create a hostile type of campaign. I know he's going after Ozzy, and people, I want to be very clear with you. I don't hate Ozzy. I really don't know Ozzy, and I've tried to not really get myself involved in this, but I have seen enough to tell you that the sheriff, the top enforcement officer in the county, should not be on public or social media or be out in the public waving signs and poking people in the eye. He should be enforcing the laws, and that's what he should be caring about, instead of being a political activist and trying to destroy patriots and other things. I have no idea why our sheriff is going down this path. I would ask you, please look at the job description of a sheriff. It is really supposed to be apolitical. He's basically like it states, he is supposed to enforce the law, whatever the county commissioners write, whatever the state legislators write, whatever the law is, as long as it's in concert with the Constitution of this state, the U.S. Constitution, in concert with, then that's what he's supposed to enforce. He shouldn't be having people, and I've heard too many cases where people have come to me and complained that they've gone into his office because he's wanted to see them, and he pulls out a folder with all sorts of information on them. Why is he doing this? I don't understand. And I was really hoping that Scott McClay, instead of just being the antagonist here, was basically making a plea to you, the people, to basically say, our sheriff shouldn't be doing this. People need to step up, and if it's voting him out, or at least holding him accountable. I'm not going to get into all the different issues regarding Scott McClay, Matt Shea, and the rest of them. I want this infighting to end, and as a matter of fact, I understand, and you've heard it on this show, that Ozzy has directly supported leftists, Democrat, communist, because he is concerned about his contracts with the Spokane Valley. That is a very political and self-serving motivation. He has no business in doing that. There's way too many things that he should be doing instead of injecting himself into the political races. And when you, the people, decide that Spokane Valley wants to have their own police department, he should just accept that and go, okay, then, you know, my force will have to contract. I've been in those positions in engineering where I've had large organizations and the people, in this case, those who are in charge made the decision to make those changes. Well, you have to accept the changes. You don't try to fight and build an empire. Empire builders are usually not nice people. They do anything and everything they can to manage their empire. So enough said. I just want to be very clear. I don't hate Ozzy. I don't know him. I believe, like I said, he may be a nice guy. He may be a nice guy, but I don't see how he's being nice in the way he's doing business. Ozzy, just if he focuses on enforcing the law and getting out of everybody else's lives with bullying, intimidation, and so forth, then I think that maybe Spokane will be taking the turn for the better, because that's what we should be expecting from the top law enforcement officer for the county, period. Now, as far as Treasury goes, Michael Bumgartner, I know that he's also been out there with Ozzy as well. But, you know, it is the when you have the contest between one and the other, David Green is just definitely who we don't want to have. The countywide judges and so forth, well, you know, as I've always said, and I will stick to this, I truly believe that you need to do the due diligence, but it looks like the way they have the judges, there are very little contested votes except for, I think, the judge won, and that's between Patrick Johnson and Randy Arnold Brandt. So I just pray that you do the due diligence on all of that in how you choose to vote on your judges. Now, with what little time I have left, I need to just circle back around. And I want to talk again about the Rob Chase. And I want to talk about what you were facing, Spokane, because this election will have huge ramifications on your economic future if you do not understand what I am saying. Because your politicians in this area, and as a matter of fact, there's no doubt in my mind, Avista is trying to influence the elections in Idaho and everywhere else. They're trying to buy the government that they need so that they can get their millions and walk away as we get thrown to the wolves of subsidizing socialism in Canada. I can't emphasize enough how important it is that you get Rob Chase. As a matter of fact, I pointed out the fact that Rob Chase was the only one that came up with this concept, this legal concept of coordinate, that when somebody is going to basically have an impact or a decision that is going to impact the human environment and impacting our electrical or our energy costs is definitely a huge impact on the human environment in the area. The thing called coordinate and how Rob was able to utilize that was sheer brilliance and that was sheer leadership. Why would Spokane County not want his leadership in serving them? It is time to basically thank Mary for keeping the seat warm, but it is time to really put the person that has Spokane County's interest in that seat first and foremost, period. That's I can't emphasize that enough. And so let me turn my focus for the last 2 minutes here on you, the local businessman. This election has huge ramifications on how your business may move forward. As I've told you, the electricity cost just doesn't hurt us residents. It will hurt your business as well. Are you really okay with losing? Because if you're not throwing money into this election, think about how much money is going to be taken out of your operational costs and profits in having to pay higher electrical bills. And then maybe you'll think, oh, well, I guess there is a return on investment in investing in my political representation. You betcha. As a matter of fact, if you don't have the money right now, then you need to get out and, like I said, on weekends, evenings, or whatever, and have meet and greets for Rob. You need to be holding and waving signs for those candidates who are going to be supporting you. If you're that small of a business, then nobody will really know who you are, what business you're running, if you're trying to protect your interests because Antifa and the leftists are scaring you. It's time to man up. It's time to cowboy up. It is time to take back this county. And the only way we're going to be able to do that, again, is by all of us asserting that we all step up and do the right thing, period. If you are looking to, you know, become successful, then keeping your money has got to be a big part of that. So investing and getting your return on investment, you have to invest in government. Because I'm telling you, globalists like Soros, Gates, and the deceased Paul Allen have been trying to buy your government in moving you into a communist Venezuela. They don't care. They know that the elitists in communism, those who have that kind of money, won't be affected. And I'll tell you what, the eye-opener is when those little marshals, these little Antifa leaders and so forth, think that there's going to be a spot for them. These champions in the Hollywood and these stars and so forth that believe that they're going to, you know, have these opportunities because they were the cheerleaders, they will be lined up and shot just like in the past history proves. That's exactly what happens to them. I'm GR. I'll be back next week. God bless.